Okay, Keith, can you go ahead and give us a prayer right now?
Yes, sir. I'd be honored. No one's, of course, forced to pray with us, but be encouraged to join in if you'd like to. Heavenly Father, I'd like to hold on one second. My wife wanted me to stop something on the television, which was also a heavenly thing. Father God, we just lift you up, and we're so grateful, Abba, for all your love and your mercy, even Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Father, for your attentiveness to our lives. We just ask you, Father God, to bless and cover us and continue to guide our lives, bless our finances, bless our health. Lord, bless us as an assembly in reforming this government that you put into place, Father God. And we ask you to, again, bless our finances, bless our health. You're a God of restoration and healing, our Jehovah Jireh. We ask you to bless our lives, restore our lives. Help us, Father God, with people that aren't saved that we talk to, and bless other people when we encounter them and uplift your name. And this is all for God's glory. And we just pray a special blessing over our assembly, Lord, and bless us, Lord, in all the things that you want us to do to get done, and all the things that we aren't even aware of that we need to do. We just know that you'll open doors that only you can open, and close doors that we're not supposed to walk through, that we are the head and not the tail, Father God. We're blessed going in. We are all blessed going out. We ask these things in the mighty name of Yahshua, Jesus the Christ. So be it, and so it is.
Thank you, Keith.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now I'm going to do the business decisions. This meeting is private, bearing false witness. Misrepresentation and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency, of a law enforcement agency, or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response to business decisions for the first time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness. Misrepresentation and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegations, is there anyone in attendance at today's meeting that is a member of an agency, of a law enforcement agency, or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, or township agencies present? Is there any response of business decisions for a second time? This meeting is private, bearing false witness. Misrepresentation and posting inflammatory rhetoric in public forums is forbidden and shall be addressed in an appropriate manner. To eliminate all conflict and false allegation, is there anyone in attendance today, meeting, that is a member of an agency, of a law enforcement agency, or public agency of the federal, state, county, city, township agency present? Is there any response of business decisions for a third time? Hearing none. Anyone who is here under false pretense, anyone who is working for any foreign government, including the territory of the United States or municipal United States, anyone who is being paid or coerced to be here must fully disclose their presence or purpose now or leave the premises or conference call. If they're subsequently shown up as a federal witness, they are discredited as failure to disclose. Okay, with that said, we'll start off with the meeting. Basically, we're going to start off with the first topic is basically the LRO in Helena, Nevada moves forward in recording people. And on top of that, all the software and stuff that we're going to need to do to actually bring this government into session and standing, we need actually quite a bit of software and stuff that needs to be done. Currently, with all the stuff going on with the LRO and different other places, we are working with Stand Up. We're going to go into that next. I'm going to actually show you, share my screen, because I want to show you what I've been working on. Can you guys actually see the screen now?
Yes. It's little. Okay. It's on my phone, but yeah, I can see it. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. This is basically LOL software I'm creating for Nevada. This is the start of it. If you'll see, it's Welcome to the Nevada Assembly Land Recording Office. This software, basically, we're having problem getting recording secretaries through the other LRO, and other people are having the same issues. We're having issues recording people and the time that it's taking to record people through these other systems and things. And Anna's talked about this quite a bit, even on last Thursday, about that the states need to start. She was hoping when they created the LRO that the states would actually step up and start creating their own. And this is my first go at what we're doing.
It looks great, Rocky. It looks great, man. It really does.
If you, on the first one here, which is also the E-Verify part, it explains the E-Verify. It talks about it. If you go into it, it comes into here to a search. And if you put in a last name for somebody and you submit it, it will actually search it, and you can see how fast it searches it. I'm the only person in here right now, so it's going to be really fast, but as it gets, the database gets bigger, it's going to be slower, a little bit slower, but it's still going to be faster than the current LRO that's working now. And this is the E-Verify part. I'm going to try to do credential cards and do the whole bit. We're going to do Nevada and not count on anybody else. And at this point right now, I'd like to get people's opinions of, does everybody think that we really should be doing this and spending our time on actually creating an LRO and, you know, basically handling what Nevada needs with Nevadans? Do I have any remarks?
Yes, if I may. I think it's absolutely vital and outstanding because it'll help with our autonomy. And then you're going to get folks from, so this is specifically Clark County, or is this for the state of Nevada?
The state of Nevada. It's going to break it down when it actually creates the records, it's going to create it by counties. But it is for the whole state of Nevada. If you see at the top, it says, Welcome to the Nevada Assembly Land Recording Office. So
I absolutely love it, Rocky. I think this adds, this creates us as a platinum organization, a platinum group, because if we have all of our protected documents, that protects us from the de facto by having these documents being able to be accessed like this. I think it's flipping gold, bro. I yield.
Anybody else want to say something?
I think it's great. I think we should have this for Nevada.
Hey guys. So I think it's amazing, Rocky. You know, the more places we can publish our documents, the better. And especially having it as a Nevada LRO just adds more authenticity to us and what we're trying to do, and as protecting ourselves and where we're going. So awesome work, brother.
I absolutely love it. Fantastic job, Rocky.
I'm all for it. We go to the member section here. This is the same as the regular member one. This is the Who tab. This is what it's about you. The Members tab, this is basically more of your personal type stuff and in your contact information. Some of this will change depending on what the document is. Then we get into the documents. This is where you would put your documents. If you look at your status, these are all of the documents that you recorded and links to them so you can get to them. The notices is any notices. On the notices and the land private incident and the this private itself here, each one of these, if you'll notice, is there a plus button on the bottom. As an individual, if this is your account, you would be able to add your own documents too. and you would be able to remove any of those documents you don't want on the LRO.
Rocky, quick question.
Go ahead.
So are you able to retrieve our current LRO documents and what have you that are already posted on our, you know, our Nevada, on our assembly LRO? The ones that, you know, are you able to take all of the documents that we already have on our current LRO and place them over there, or do we have to redo all of them?
I don't have no physical way to just download them and put them on here. Either you can give them to the recording secretary, or maybe this is more going to be more of an errand, and the recording secretaries, if they want to even pull on this task to move them into this system too. We can have our paperwork on multiples, and I suggest that you do. You know, leave them on the LRO. You need them there too. This is just one more place that, you know, when we get to the point to where we're vetting people and we're trying to figure out who's who and all that kind of stuff, we need a place that we can count on that we know is correct, and it's through our standards as a state that the paperwork was done right. And that was one of the reasons for creating this LRO. And, you know, you can see basically what I've been working on, you know, that we have also like the official tab. When it comes to here, they have to log in. The members you'll have to log into. But this is just a test right now, but this will be the logon for the officials. And if you don't have an account, you would come to here. This will explain to you and to create your account. And what it does is when you create your account, you'll give it a username that you're going to use to log on, and you're going to give it an email address and a password. And the reason for the email is it's going to email you to verify that this is you that's creating this account. And once you get the email, you would click on it, and then it would create your account, and you would go forward from there and fill it out. So that's what this login looks like, okay? So each one of these things, I'm pretty far into it, and I got it. It's got full security behind it. Your documents are not stored on the web server. They are actually stored in our file server. So they're going to be in a totally different spot so people can't get to them, you know, for security reasons. And, you know, it's just one more process. I got Mark has been helping me with some of this stuff. We're also part of this web. What I'm talking about is in our state, you know, we have to have like even software for our county clerks. You know what I'm saying? When we do our courts and everything, we got to have some place to record our court documents. And I'm going to come up with software also for that. That's one of the next things that me and Mark are going to work on. And, you know, it's any other pieces of software or stuff that people think that we really need to do to actually run our state. I mean, we can't keep everything on paper, and we can't hand them from person to person. You know, everybody's not in the same spot. And so we need software. And this is one of the first steps on doing that. And, you know, at this time, I'd like to open up the floor to people discussing what they think about where we should go on software and build.
If I may, I chime in quickly and wholeheartedly. I think this is it's a platinum move. Again, thank you so much, Rocky, for doing this and adding your expertise. You can tell that you are the expert on this. No one else is going to do this in our state, like anything like what you have. And this protects us. It adds so much value to who we are as a group. To have something like this is amazing. And I mean, of course, we still have our other one, our LRO, but to have something that's autonomous, specifically under our control, and I love the safety aspects that you have. It's another block against de facto trying to make us, you know, non-existent, you know, non it's just another major security thing that we have as a group to show our validity, you know, that we're here. I'm stunned by how cool of a thing this is, and with your expertise, you know, you've got Aaron and all you guys to contribute. You know, Mark, I'm grateful that he's helping on this too. Hopefully everybody on the state level also will get involved in this and get their information in here, and, you know, it, as one, we're one, you know, one group, and protect each other. And so I yield. I think it's an absolutely awesome job, bro. Straight up.
Rocky, I just love it. This is Denise. And, you know, we are a government, and this just validates that. And part of our verification process is to have good records. I really love the fact that you have the E-Verify for it. So is the E-Verify something that is, like, optional, or is it applying to every record? Because I think that that's just key to have that E-Verify. So can you turn it off for the private documents, or what can the E-Verify look at?
Currently, what's going to be in the E-Verify is only your recorded documents that, unless we discuss it and decide to do something more. But when I went to this screen here, it's basically going to be this information you see. Okay. Here.
That's great. Thank you so much. And all your hard work, this is really fantastic.
Yeah, it basically what I came up with, and I'll need more information on what people really think we should share or not share of our documents. But whatever it is that the other government would need from us to prove that who we are and our paperwork is what's going to get through E-Verify. We could share more, but that's going to be, you know, a statewide vote on what is where and who gets to see what. You know, because we also got to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. A lot of people have said, like, the birth certificates and everything, you know, I have to be protected. So I noticed on here that it says notices. Could we use this as, like, I'll call it a reverse process, where we're listing, for example, the sheriff's notice in the LRO, and then we are noticing the people through our LRO, so we have a document that they got the email, or?
That's more going to be through the government software I'm going to create, not our personal type stuff, because this notice is basically from you to somebody, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it'd be individually, you know, noticing somebody of something, and mm-hmm. you would be able to put these up here or take them down if you don't want them up here anymore. But the deal is when I get to the part where we're doing the court documents, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We'll have also a way to notice people through there. There's a whole big piece of the software I want to do. It's going to take time, and I want to take care of us first.
Mm-hmm. Great job.
Anybody else?
If I may, this is V2, Rocky. Absolutely love it. I have a question, though. Is there a possibility that you can actually incorporate the blockchain, the international blockchain system, into this in order to secure? So let's say, because if you input your document, the original document, there is no way that anybody else can actually go in there and alter it, because it's actually, like Anna mentioned it, because they use the blockchain system internationally. And that's what I was concerned with, because all of our documents are pertinent documents and not for the public eye. So therefore, that's the reason why they actually utilize the blockchain system.
Mm-hmm.
I yield.
But the way that I'm creating this is that back a while ago, I don't know, 6-8 months ago, I created a file server, and that file server is detached from everything from public, okay? Unless I share something or send you a link to it, you're not getting to any of that those documents on that file server. And that's where this LRO is saving all of that documents. And the only way to get the documents, you have to know the documents has to be shared through this, where you click on one of these links, and then that would then pull it down from the file server to you. So there's really, if somebody hacked this file, this web server, they get nothing but what you see on the screen. Nothing else. There's nothing on that server. Go ahead, Pete.
No, understood. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Anybody else with any comments or suggestions?
Rocky, I had a question. Today on our model county meeting, we did get approval for Robert Lenkis to handle all the vetting now. Mm-hmm. So we have our vetting forms. And part of the vetting form is that he's got to make sure that, you know, we're in the correct jurisdiction and that we're papered up properly. Could we fill out our vetting form with links to every document so that instead of us sending Robert a big email with, you know, 20 documents attached to make sure that they go in our vetting folder, could we just send with our vetting report the links to these documents so that he doesn't have to handle so much, you know, filing?
But that's another system we really do need is, you know, like, also one of the things I want to do is create a, you know, it's like we did the open project, but do something like that for committees. And one of them would be like the, you know, like the vetting committee. And you would be able to get, you know, log on to there with your user, like from here, and be able to upload him your documents, right? And then he would have one place to go look for all of the documents.
So right now you don't have that, but that possibility could exist because I think that would be ideal.
Yeah, and it's on the agenda to do something like that. Again, you know, my time is, I'm using all of it I can right now to try to get this state up and running, and we need all this stuff. So I'm spending, you know, I work from 7 in the morning till 5, and after that I'm working on this. And weekends I'm working on this. So this I've done in literally a week and a half, what you see right now. And it's going to just grow even faster. So there's going to be a lot of good stuff coming out, a lot of stuff that we're going to be doing. Again, though, this has got to be okayed from the assembly. You know, just because I create something doesn't mean we're going to use it. It means that everybody has an opportunity to say, yes, we are, or no, we're not. Everybody here has a say into what's going to be in it, you know, or what's going to be visible, or who's going to be able to do what. Anybody else have anything to say? Does everybody agree to using this LRO along with the other LRO?
Yes.
Can I get eyes? Or?
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, this is Carolyn.
Okay. Since we're agreeing that we're going to go this route too, the other thing that I want to do is we actually need a chair for the LRO, the Nevada LRO. And Aaron was nominated to be that chair since he's already the head of the recording secretaries. And
I second that for sure.
And basically this person that chairs this is basically going to be training our recording secretaries for Nevada. These will not be recording secretaries that would be used for the other one unless they, you know, can get verified through Terry. So this person would then train these people and they would set up an account in this LRO for them to help people get published their paperwork. And
he's already training, so yeah, I definitely think Aaron's perfect. Exactly. If he's willing to, I second it.
Yeah. So what I'd like to do right now is I'd like to take a vote that Aaron will chair this, and he would then build our recording secretaries for Nevada.
I second it.
If for everybody,
I hereby agree with Keith and move the motion to actually for Aaron to actually be the chairperson for that.
Everybody that agrees and wants to say yes to Aaron being the chair, raise your hands now.
Rocky, just put me down, please. I'm on my phone, so I can't.
Yeah.
But Keith votes yes.
And Carolyn, yes. And thank you, Rocky.
Yeah. Everybody got their hands up that want it? Okay, we got 10 yeses.
Rocky, you heard me, right?
Yeah, I heard you.
Okay.
My wife says yes as well, Christine Love.
That's loving.
Nikki says also yes. She's here with me.
Yes, that's a yes.
12. Okay. So everybody put their hands down. Mark and Charlotte, can you put your hands down? Okay, everybody put their hands down. Charlotte?
Mark says he's trying to figure out how, so give him a second there.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody that doesn't want Aaron to chair this, raise your hands now. You want to say no? Okay. 0. Anybody who wants to abstain, raise your hands now. Okay. So 12 yeses, 0 noes, 0 abstained. And now the last question is, Aaron, do you want to chair it? Should have asked that at the beginning.
Of course, Rocky. Happy to, bro. It's going to add to what we're doing. And so, publishing this on our own land recording office is very exciting stuff. So I'm super excited to help out as much as I can and get everyone trained up. And so even just working with you on this, I got some ideas to help streamline it. So it's exciting stuff, brother. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Welcome. Okay, the next thing I wanted to add to this LRO, which a lot of people is the process of getting your paperwork done. Okay, currently what we do is we're using Affinity as our document generator. And what we're going to do is the recording secretaries are actually going to log into the system, and they're going to put in all your information, and it's going to get downloaded to Affinity. Affinity, then the recording secretaries will then just print the papers with all your stuff already filled in. So it's basically like what Max was doing, but this is going to be coming from the LRO. And it's going to make it a whole lot quicker for the recording secretaries to get their documents in and to get them printed so that they can get them signed and, recorded with the recording secretary. So that's one of the next steps, too, that's going into this. I'm working with Aaron right now on getting those documents ready to be used in the LRO. So that's one more positive thing of doing this, is that we can streamline it to make the process of recording people faster. Once we get stood up and we start getting more and more people in, we need a better way of recording people you know, so that, you know, Aaron and, you know, Tamara and all the, you know, Michelle and all them are not spending all their time trying to fill out paperwork. So that's going to be one more plus to this. Anybody have any comments on that?
Again, I feel this is cutting edge, and it's creating something that's a platinum situation, because we're actually becoming more autonomous and more verifiable, pardon the pun. I think it's absolutely awesome, all of the stuff connected. Very grateful that Aaron's taken that position as well. I personally just think this is completely a giant step forward and support it wholeheartedly.
Anybody else want to say something?
You got my support here, Mr. Rocky.
I got a question on this.
Oh, go ahead.
Does Affinity by chance have some type of cloud service or something where we can all just, as recording secretaries, just one hub, if you will, and it auto-populates everything? It becomes like a smart Affinity. It just auto-populates everything properly. Should the new member be able to input their names correctly?
When you create your account, whatever, you'll be able to put in all your information. So you'll be able to put in your names correctly, your address, your all the main stuff that we need for the LRO and for Affinity to actually print them out. If you create your account yourself, you'll be able to do it. Now, if you have the recording secretary create your account, then you're going to go. They're going to go by what you give them. So I suggest everybody use the link. You know, it's like when you're on the first page here, when you create your account, that you create it and you fill in all the information on how you think it should be, on who you really are, where you're living, everything. And that way we don't get mixed up on, you know, like names are not corrected, or, you know, your address is not spelt right, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Your birth date, all of that's important stuff.
Yeah, just as we've gone through the trainings, like mine has been a little bit difficult. There's a couple of changes we needed to make after we realized some of the information was incorrect. So just wondering if we were, instead of having the application on each of our own computers doing the input, maybe there was a cloud-based or something like that where it might make it easier for reducing errors, something like that. Anyway, it's food for thought.
As far as I know, Affinity right now is a standalone. It has to be on your PC. And basically there's going to be, in the official login, when they log in, there's going to be a place where they can say export to Affinity, and it'll download to them. And then they'll pull up that, and, you know, they could then create PDFs out of all of those and email them to you so you can go over them first, you know, before everything is settled.
Rocky, I have a question.
Go ahead.
For example, like a lot of women, you know, they had more than one marriage. So then they had maybe a hyphenated name or a non-hyphenated name. And I know that's kind of it's creating extra names. So will this document populate for the reconveyance of all the names and have individual reconveyance forms for every name?
Yeah, what you don't see on here right now, which I've been working with Aaron with, is the other deal is baby deeds, multiple marriages, you know, it's name changes, all those kind of things. We're going to build all of that in here so that when we print out the documents in Affinity, you would be able to get all of those documents too that are going with, you know, name changes and, you know, different, like all your births of all your kids, all of those things tied to you. I haven't built those in yet. You know, as soon as I go through all of the documents that Aaron gave me so far, I see there's a lot of other information we need, and it needs to be built into the LRO because that's who we are. it's all of those. You know, it's multiple names or name changes and our children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's a lot more that's going to get added. It's just the current LRO is just you. This one's going to be our families, everybody. You know, who we really are as a family and who we became from when we were born. So we need all that information because that is who we are.
Rocky?
Yes.
This is Fitu. I was wondering if you can actually take the affinity templates that we are utilizing right now and incorporate it to make it fit our purpose.
Yes.
Okay, so I know that you have a lot on your plate, and make it friendly, the affinity, and to incorporate it as ours.
Yeah, what I'm doing is Aaron's given me all of the affinity documents you guys are using now, and I'm incorporating all of those into the LRO. So that way it is our documents, and, you know, it's how we are filling out the information. So Aaron's been a really big help on getting all of that information to me so that I can build the software around it and to make sure that it is, you know, when whoever the recording secretary is says export to Affinity, all they have to do is pull up Affinity and print it, where it's that easy. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Yeah, the more times that we have people's fingers in the middle of something, there's a chances of something getting, you know, done wrong or, you know, missed or whatever. And if we fill out the LRO right, then we should be getting our documents corrected too. Any more information or questions?
Okay,
Go ahead.
I said we'll just wait until you actually reprogram Affinity to fit ours.
I will do that. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is the stand-up software. I'm going to give you a little update on that. We actually been working with them. Tamara has actually did all the documents and got them to them that, you know, if we want to use stand-up to, you know, this is not just, you know, we can use whatever system we want to use. That's what Anna said. And Affinity or StandUp is going to be one of those two that we could use and use their documents too. They just don't have an E-Verify at this time. I have talked to the developer over there, and he's going to give me information to put the links up on our website. So if you wanted to go that way, we could. The only thing with the StandUp too is they don't use recording secretaries. They want you to use notary publics, I think is what it's called, to get your paperwork signed, whatever. And the problem I have with that, they don't verify the information on the paperwork. They only verify that you are the person signing it. And I think with our standards for Nevada, and Aaron can correct me on this, that we actually need the information on the forms to be correct and validated through the recording secretary process. So I don't know, you know, if we can trust the documents that are on StandUp. I haven't got enough into that to find out. And I've been talking to Karen, and I need to ask her more questions, but those are my concerns. Aaron, what do you think about that?
Yeah, sorry, Rocky. I think anytime we can put eyes on information to validate what's actually going in there, especially if they are joining our assembly, I think that's doing our due diligence, first and foremost. So I tend to agree with you. That's just a necessary step, just because Generally, notaries just have no idea what the paperwork is. So, yeah, just, I think it's a good idea just to think that way. Rocky, so yeah, I'm all for it.
Thank you, Aaron.
Rocky,
yes.
I love this system. I really love stand-up. I know that stand-up is creating a lot of additional utility, and those packages remain to be seen. But here's our issue, is that 30 states don't even have one recording secretary. Now, that problem was solved originally when we had wonderful people like Michelle and Craig who could go cross state lines. So in order for us to get the states stood up, right now the vetting for a RecSec and coordinator is still very log-jammed, and it's not going to get better anytime soon. So the process to use the notary public was only until we could actually train a public notary. And the public notary would be ours, because if you remember, there's like congruent solutions between recording secretary and public notary, and the recording secretaries were supposed to be like kind of the launch 6 years ago when Anna kind of formulated all this. And now that we've evolved, she thought by now we'd have public notaries, but we're still on the system of recording secretaries. So we need everybody and we need all things. But the good news is that the public notary training is being developed so that we could actually have our own public notary. And they'll have the seals and they'll know what to do. But the other part of this is just in Nevada, I think there's only maybe three counties that have a recording secretary. But for example, if we end up getting, like, Model County is going to be going out to do county tours, right? So let's say we get a group of people up in Elko. Well, they're 2 hours from Reno, so they're not going to be, you know, driving to Reno to get their papers signed. The recording secretary piece of it is so important, but we also have to have that additional notary public. However, could we develop a system where, for example, Global has a notary public system, and that's why Stand Up is using that, because the Federation has approved it. So Global and Stand Up are the same. If we could possibly have, like, I'll call it a recording secretary authorization to add all those documents to our LRO instead of just doing every one. I mean, I don't know if that's an extra step or whatever, but maybe just some kind of oversight of it. I think that would, you know, quell everyone's fears. But Stand Up and Global have the same standards. So I just wanted to say that.
And that's a good point. And that was the whole point of voting for Aaron to be the chair of our recording secretaries, because he is the one that's going to be vetting and creating Nevada's recorded secretary. They're not going through the Federation. They're just recording secretaries. So say like in Elko, there isn't one over there, but then Aaron can train somebody there, then he can get them up and on this system here, and we can get them recorded at least here. You know what I'm saying? So that at least they're recorded somewhere. And the deal is, you know, my concern about all of this stuff that's going on is we're always waiting for somebody else to do something that is not in Nevada. And by doing that, you know, it puts a big delay on anything we do. So we need to get our own recording secretaries and our own, you know, LRO, our own, you know, court system, so that we're not counting for somebody outside of Nevada. And that was my whole point of doing what we're doing, or what I'm trying to do, you know. And, you know, it's thanks to Mark and Kate, that has been helping me with quite a few things to getting things going, getting some standards done so we can actually move forward.
So let me ask you this. As far as the recording secretary thing, if Aaron is going to train our recording secretaries, which is so amazing, then what you're saying, though, is that the Federation has a standard. So let's say somebody moves from Nevada to another state. Then they would actually have to have all their documents redone because they wouldn't have been a Federation recording secretary? Or how is that going to work? Because
Aaron would be able to go onto our system and move them to that state in our system. It's not, even though this is Nevada's deal and it's published that way, but if somebody moves and they tell Aaron, he can go say now their home state in our system is California. And it shows up as in California. Because if you looked, when I went to the E-Verify, right now I'm using counties here, but I'm also going to add states. So that you would be able to, if they wanted to record on our system, we could record another state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Right now, I'm trying to take care of Nevada, and then we're going to move to where we could actually use it in multiple states.
It's wonderful. Thank you for all your help. I mean, this is so amazing. We really need it.
Anybody else in the comments on this or stand-up or anything? Currently, right now, I don't see Michelle on here, and I wanted to talk about banking stuff. There's been quite a few things on the banking that's been changing with global and other deals. It's like last week the banking committee that's with Sue and them was talking about finances there and, you know, paying for a bunch of other stuff that, you know, none of us is getting the vote on, which I have an issue with, and I think everybody else should have issues with that. If they're not opening it to the public on giving us a chance to vote on what we use the state money for, you know, that's, you know, to me, I consider that fraud, you know, because we really need to all have a say in that. And Michelle, as far as I know, there hasn't been any voting or anything that took her out of being the chair or the actual treasurer. And I think in the last meeting, she wasn't even included in it with a few other people that complained. I did send emails to Anna about it and the recording to Anna to look it over to make sure that it is done right or, you know, that there's anything wrong with it of what they're doing. And there was some other things that was said on there, but you have to go back and listen to her recording, and which I disagree with too, which was sent to Anna. But, and else anybody wants to talk about the banking stuff or any updates on that, I'd like to move forward. Anybody have anything to say about banking?
Just really quick, you know, I am the banking liaison for state, and I wasn't invited to the meeting, obviously, but it was fraud because they didn't even read the Bivens at the beginning of the meeting. It was a secret meeting, and also we can send them a lawful notice so that they know that, you know, we're putting them on notice. Is it going to do anything? No. However, there is a system developing, and we'll be able to introduce it to everybody in a few weeks. The system will be that it's called audit. And this is something that the Federation is approving, where it's a form. And for example, if you have a marshal at arms that has a trigger happy mute button for everybody, then all you'll do is you'll find that recording or document the situation. You'll put it on the audit form, and that is going to go to the Federation. And then they will start tracking this because they're all going to go to one spot. Right now, we don't have any enforcement, but we're going to have enforcement. So audit forms could be filled out by all of us on this particular subject in a couple weeks, and that will be one way we can handle it. But in the meantime, we can write to that banking committee a lawful notice to have them cease and desist from spending any money, and that tell them that they're not authorized to do that. So I yield.
Yeah, we probably could do that, probably should do that. On that situation. Also, too, as far as GFG, we don't know when the money is actually going to get released yet. Anna's talked about it, and she doesn't really say much on a time frame, but that it is moving forward, and they had to do global banking so that we could spend our money other ways, other places, too. So I don't know where that's going. I know as far as, you know, even Sue and them talk about the money that's going to the states. Anna talked about that on her last Thursday call. And she said, basically, like, if there's only two or three people or, you know, five people that's bringing up the state, they will not get funded. Is she said, the more people you have, the funding will come in. The less people you have, you will not get funded. So we need to get everybody, you know, as possible we can from Nevada into our assemblies, you know, so that we can actually get funding for our assemblies too. Because there's going to be audits and all kinds of stuff that we're going to have to go through, budgets and stuff with the Federation to get the state funded. So we need to be careful on how we're trying to stand up the state and how we're, you know, trying to get funded. And even though we do get funded, we're not going to be able to spend it on just whatever we want. We have to put a budget, and then they will fund whatever we're budgeting. So anyway, that's all I have on the banking. The next thing is the 928s and building our Dural Assembly. We need to keep making, trying to get people to do their 928s, and once we get this new LRO up, we will be able to get everybody's 928s done easier, and that way we can get our Dural Assembly up, you know, and the Dural Assembly form, we can make that one of the documents, too, that we fill out so that we can get our, you know, Dural Assembly, you know, stood up, too, and get the amount of people on that. And with that said, if there's anybody has any other questions or anything, because that's the last thing I had on my agenda. That somebody on here.
I have a request that somebody help me with that paper that I might need for my paperwork.
What? On which paper now?
The paper that you said you were going to send me, remember they talked about it before that I might have the wrong paper in my packet?
Okay, yeah, we'll make sure that gets done. I shared my screen again because I do have one more thing that did come up and I wanted to share with everybody. B2 has been working on, where did that go? On the indemnity bond and the stuff with Anna, because Anna just come out with more stuff on the indemnity bonds. And if you see what's on my screen right now, is a PowerPoint about the indemnity bonds that B2 did. And I wanted to go over what is the indemnity bond and what is it actually used for, or what is people actually really think about it? Because what it, the last Thursday, what Anna said, the indemnity bond is like an insurance policy. And basically what it is, it's like if you're going to lose your house, that's an insurance problem that you're going to lose the house, then you would fill out an indemnity bond to save that property. Same as a car or something, but it's something that you're going to lose, and you have to be an ASN or an ASC to actually even do the indemnity bond. And B2 is going to be the person that's going to actually vet the person that's going to be doing the bonds and helping you fill them out. But I'm going to send out this PowerPoint that she's done that explains a lot of the stuff about the indemnity bonds and stuff that what Anna talked about on those. I don't know if B2 wants to say anything else about it, but when I do the minutes, when I send out all the recordings and everything, I'll send this with you so you guys can look through it. Does anybody have any questions?
Rocky, yeah, Rocky, I don't have anything at this point. And this is for your review. You got all the information there on the PowerPoint if you have any other, because I pulled all the information from Anna's site. And also I look into the American common law, the American admiralty law, and compare them, and also the American maritime law. So everything has been that with my findings. Now I ended up with Anna's articles, how we utilize them. So it's all at the bottom of questionnaires and questions and answers. It's there so that everybody can utilize it. But if they need my assistance in actually completing the process of how to use it, I'm available. I yield.
Okay, thank you.
You're amazing. Thank you so much, sweetheart, for doing that. It looks flipping amazing. I yield.
Yeah, she did actually a good job on all these PowerPoints. I went through them. They look good. But again, you know, it's like I'll send it all to you so you guys can look through it. And, you know, if you do need help, you know, P2 will be available to help you try to get them filled out if you need them. You know, the deal is what Anna said, it has to be something you're losing. You know, like you don't have the money to pay for something. If you have the money to pay for it, then you really just need to pay for it.
I'm actually utilizing it right now, Rocky, with a few clients by utilizing, now that we have this new info, by utilizing indemnity bond, coupled with the UCC filings that he mentioned on there too. And then plus also the 928 package that we can utilize by using the bond. So, and that note right there. But, yeah, I'm here. I'm available. But we're utilizing it now on some clients.
Okay.
Just real quick, since Anna Marie Reisinger is the fiduciary on the bond, I would just say that on the PowerPoint, you may just want to do a quick replacement with the Anna Von Reitz and convert it over to the Anna Marie Reisinger. I yield.
That is true. The bond is under Anna Marie Reisinger or something like that. I think in the bond she wrote both names, so we'll have to look at it.
Anna Von Reitz is just her pen name. She has about 10 pen names, but that's the one she uses the most with us.
Right. Anybody else? Any other questions other than this? Does everybody want to adjourn?
I hereby move the motion to adjourn.
And I second it.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you
for coming to the meeting. It was a good meeting, I think. And the next one will probably be an in-person on a Sunday, next Sunday. When I get to with Tamara and she can find out stuff, I'll let you know as soon as I get it.
Thank you, Rocky.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Rocky.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Rocky.
Good night,
everyone.
Good night.
Bye-bye.